All right, Eagles fans, welcome back to Crunch Time presented by Lay's Kettle Cooked. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Eagles cornerback Jalen Mills. Jalen, are you ready for Crunch Time?
For sure.
Here we go. Let's get right into it. First question, got to ask you about the hair. Where did the inspiration for the green hair come from?
Well, actually, it's a funny story. I always wanted to be a Super Saiyan. You know, just growing up, always watching Dragon Ball Z, wanted to be Goku. In college, when I was at LSU for the bowl game, I actually was going to dye my hair purple, but I didn't get to it. And then when I got drafted to the Eagles, I was like, man, that's perfect. I'm going to dye it green. So for sure, I always wanted to be a Super Saiyan.
So have you ever dyed it before? I know you said you almost dyed it purple, but have you ever dyed it before?
Never.
Never?
Never.
So were you a little afraid to do it, a little uneasy?
Kind of. And then once I did it, you know, I started walking around. I was wondering. I was like, why are everybody looking at me? Like, why? What's going on? And then I kind of realized. I was like, well, I do have green hair now. So for sure, it took a little while to get used to, but for sure, it's growing on me now.
Do you think it helps you get recognized a little bit more when you're out in the city?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Everybody sees me. They're like, hey, here, dude. Oh, you got Jalen Mills with the green hair, right? I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Is it tough to maintain it?
Not really. You know, dyed it before camp. Then I didn't dye it again until right before the Cleveland game. So that was it held up for about a month and a couple weeks.
So moving away from your hair, you played high school football in Texas.
Right.
You went to Death Valley for college at LSU.
Right.
Now you're in Philly. Those are three pretty passionate fan bases.
Yeah.
Which ones would you say have the craziest fans in your experience?
Definitely. Coming from that first game, I have to say it's a tie between Death Valley and Philly. You know what I mean? Both of the fans are very passionate, you know, crazy about their football team. And they just give you all their energy. So for sure, I think it's a tie.
So I'm always curious when I see players in the locker room after the games. A lot of guys will be checking your phones and things like that. How many text messages do you come back to after a game?
A couple. You know, I got a lot of people at home who watch the games. You know, for sure, me being a rookie and from that Monday night game, you know, a lot of people are watching that game. So for sure, I get at least about 20 text messages after the game.
Check the Twitter messages, the Twitter mentions and things like that too?
Not too much. You know, it's a lot going on Twitter after a game. So for sure, I try to stay away from it a little bit.
Talking about that last game against Chicago, just the feeling of, you know, that extended time, that real first look, that spotlight of Monday Night Football. What's that feel like?
Amazing. You know, it's a feeling that I won't never forget. You know, me actually being able to play the full length of the game and being a rookie Monday night, you know, the energy out there was crazy. So for sure, it's one I would never forget.
Being here in Philadelphia, I read that you were a big Allen Iverson fan growing up.
Yeah.
Have you met him yet?
Never.
Never.
Have you tried to meet him yet?
I tried. Back when I was younger, you know, he had an appearance. I think it may have been in Galveston. I was trying so hard when I was younger. I wanted to skip school and everything to go see him. My mom wouldn't let me. I was crying, boo-hooing. So for sure, I tried once before.
Did you play basketball growing up?
I did.
Did you try to be Allen Iverson?
I did.
Did you like him?
I used to wear the one arm sleeve. I had the Allen Iverson, the black and white with the strap across. My mom wouldn't let me grow my hair. I had to get braids. I wanted to so bad. So for sure, I had the number 3 and everything. So for sure, I tried to be like him.
Well, hey, I know it's your first season here in Philly, but we'll see if we can maybe we can make that happen.
Oh,
get you to meet AI. Jalen Mills, thank you very much for joining us here on Crunch Time.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Crunch Time, brought to you by Lay's Potato Chips, the official salty snack of the Philadelphia Eagles.